morning. It's 9:10. Got the clouds, got a little rain starting up here in the valley. It's the middle of October. It's a Friday. We are wrapping things up like we always do on a Friday. Talking with Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that equipment not working for you? You're having trouble with the microphone.
I know. It doesn't want to be in the right spot today. Somebody touched it.
Oh,
that's the problem.
No, that thing is temperamental. I apologize.
It's got a mind of its own.
Yeah, we are okay because, you know, we can hear you just fine.
Good.
Yeah. So how are we doing?
Good, good. Okay. I wish it was a little more sunny today.
Mm-hmm.
Most people probably are a little tired of the dreary weather we've been having, but it'll come back.
We got some sun coming up for us this weekend.
Yes, it should be a really nice weekend. Then I think Monday it's supposed to warm up for one last kind of
Hurrah. Nice
day, and then we'll be down into the 60s and the 50s, and you know, people may have turned their heat on already, so you can probably turn it off for a couple days.
That's
and
true.
And then it'll come back on.
We can.
Yep.
All right. Now, for those of you that don't know, when Brianna gets in here before we air, we talk about a variety of things.
We do.
And today we were discussing the sirens because, of course, we had some weather coming through.
We did.
And you know, Brett Lambert and the crew over here did a great job with that, and the sirens went off. And we got talking about, well, okay, What's the story? What's the status update on the Richland or the Wilkin County sirens?
We did actually have a temporary fix put in yesterday.
Okay.
The electronics company was able to come up and patch a few things together. So now we can activate the sirens on the Wilkin County side again. The equipment that we had that failed is not fixed yet, but now we have a workaround. So if for some reason something like that were to happen again, which I would hope not at this point in the season, I hope we wouldn't have to use the sirens again, but now we do have the ability to activate them, which is great.
Fantastic.
Makes me feel a lot better.
So what actually went wrong, without getting too technical, if you can kind of thumbnail it, this part just malfunctioned or...
Oh, a piece of equipment fried.
Okay.
It happens to be a piece of equipment that is not replaceable. It has to be repaired. So it had to be sent away.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is an older piece of equipment, we couldn't just get a new one to replace it in. So it's out to be fixed. It's kind of,
you know,
like when your car breaks down
right.
and it's at the repair shop.
Right.
That's where this piece of equipment is. And it just happens to be something that runs part of our dispatch council and the part that would activate those sirens. So, and it does a few other things too. But it's getting fixed.
Well, we talked about this last week too. And the nice thing, you've got contingencies for contingencies. So
yes.
you've got backup.
Right. And kudos to our dispatchers who were working day before. Whatever day that was, Wednesday evening, because she was able to get all of those code red messages out in a really timely manner so that people knew that those storms were coming. It was just a really interesting situation because that squall line, it was considered a severe storm when it was in South Dakota as it started to push north. Those storms actually weakened. It didn't tap down the rotation in them or the fact that those cold air funnels were moving, but they were no longer considered severe because the wind had died down. There was no heavy rain associated with them anymore. The lightning threat had diminished. So there were all these different factors that made them no longer considered severe. But they still had that rotation. So the National Weather Service wasn't issuing warnings on them because technically they weren't in those parameters of being
severe,
storms that needed
right.
warnings. So there was a severe weather statement that said, hey, there's this squall line that's going to move through. There may be some brief gusty winds, you know, cold air funnels,
sure.
some rotation, things like that. But they weren't necessarily of huge concern. However, when you have cold air funnels dropping out of the sky, people need to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they would have touched the ground, it would have been, you know, 40, 50 mile per hour winds, very brief, kind of like a little dust devil more so. They don't typically cause a lot of damage. They'll move your lawn furniture around, rustle
right.
a few leaves. That's about it. But they do look really ominous and scary when they drop out of the sky like that.
Sure.
So the sirens, all of those warnings were because of that, but not necessarily because the storms were of severe limits, if that makes sense.
Right, it does. And the protocol behind that makes sense, too. And
correct.
We were talking, too, how weird it is that we're talking, you know, sirens and warnings in the middle of October. But then you alluded to something that happened a few years ago, too. A tornado touching down in March, which is really rare, when
right.
there's snow on the ground.
Exactly. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago down in Zimmerman, Minnesota. It was one of the earliest tornadoes on record. And there was snow on the ground. There were no leaves on the trees. Branches were broken on the ground. Everything's covered in ice because it was March. It was just really weird. Mm-hmm. So things like that do happen. So we need to keep in mind that those severe weather plans can never truly be put away because they can really happen any time of year. Very similar to in the winter when we get thunder snow.
Yeah.
You know, what an anomaly, but it happens.
It does happen.
Now,
it's rare, but it does happen.
A tornado in the winter or in the fall is also very rare. Mm-hmm. But it's something that you still have to kind of keep in the back of your mind that these things can still happen, however unseasonable they may be.
Well, and weather does get weird up here.
It
takes me back to 97 with the flood because it rained and rained and rained. And it looked like, okay, this is typical spring stuff. Oh, here's a blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
And then a freeze on top of that.
Right.
I mean, it was a trifecta.
Same thing happened in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we had a blizzard that came after all that rain, and it was 50, 60, 70 degrees, and then all of a sudden there was a blizzard, and everything went to heck in a handbasket really quickly. So,
right. And everybody goes, well, global warming. It's like, no, it's just a weather phenomenon.
Happens.
It does.
Yep,
it does.
It's just
happen.
An anomaly. But while we're talking about this, the fact that those storms pushed through before 5 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
Lots and lots of kids were home alone.
And this is great because we talk about this a lot. So I'm going to let you continue with it.
So it's really important that you talk to your children, your daycare kids, anybody that may is younger or maybe home alone during that after school period, that 3 to 5 p.m., because they also need to remember what to do when stuff like this happens. Now, it's very rare that we get storms that early in the day or that we would have the sirens go off that early in the mm-hmm. day because that's not our typical weather pattern here. However, those storms push through before 5 p.m. So I can only imagine all the kids that were home alone that were like, oh, gosh, what do I do? What's that noise? What's happening? Am I supposed to go to the basement? Am I supposed to do what mom and dad do and go stand outside and watch? Like, what do I do?
Well, and it is. It is a little disconcerting when those sirens go off. And it's like, okay, what's my next move?
Exactly. I thought it was a beat truck rolling down the county road. I look at my husband and I said, what is that? I think it's the sirens. Let's go mm-hmm. to the basement and figure out what's going on while we're down there.
Sure.
So it's just so important to talk to your kids to make sure that they know what the severe weather plan is, regardless of where they are. If they rode their bike to their friend's house, okay, we got to go to the basement. But my mom's not home. We got to go to the basement. Like, it's
right.
things like that where you just need to kind of instill that ideology of severe weather means you go inside and you go downstairs.
Well, and you're always talking about planning.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, and planning with your family, too, what to do in different circumstances with fire, with weather. You know, you name it. And
right.
and that's why I refer to you as a common sense lady.
I appreciate that.
Coming here with common sense advice. Now, next week, I mean, again, we're in the middle of October.
Yes.
Should probably start talking some winter preparedness stuff.
Well,
do we
want
to do that or we rushing it a little?
I think we might be a little bit early for right. that still.
Well, that's fine.
Because it's still fire prevention month.
That's true.
So I think next week we should talk a little bit more about fire safety to close this month out. And then in November, we'll start talking about that S&W word. And
yeah, I don't want to bring that up too early.
Exactly. If you talk about it, it shows up.
Well, it's like Beetlejuice. You say it three times,
yep.
it's going to happen.
Right. Well, for a little while, there was that S word in the forecast. But it went away. So, exactly.
Yeah, that was all pretty much to the west and kind of to the north of us. So,
right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're not going to mention it.
Anomalies will happen. So, but we're not going to talk about it because
nope.
then that'll just summon it up.
Not
so
this
we
week. Not
right.
this week. We might just wait with this.
Absolutely.
Brianna, always great to have you in every Friday. You're going to be back next Friday? Tell me yes.
Absolutely.
All right. And we'll talk. We will talk more talking with Wilkin County Emergency Services Director Brianna Koval like we do every Friday. It is coming up on 9:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Todd's Welding in Breckenridge is your local truck and trailer parts store. Todd's Welding can tackle any problem with your trucks and trailers during this year's harvest. Don't forget their large inventory of most common parts and filters. They will be open 24 hours during this year's campaign. Contact the crew at Todd's Welding at 643-4535 to get you back on the road and in the field with all your truck and trailer repairs. Todd's Welding, located at 521 R. Doman Drive in Breckenridge. They are your one-stop shop for truck and trailer repairs.
The communities throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota are basically our lifeblood, and because of that, we want to be involved with them. We want to give back.
We're very involved with our communities. We donate to many organizations. We want to be a part of the communities we're doing business in, and we're also a big supporter of the Bison football program on the weekends. I think the farmers really like to see us advertising on there and just seeing our face and seeing our brand and our logos.